7:45. Live from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's wonderful for you to start your day and end your week with us right here at KIOS-FM. So what's your experience with health care? We've heard about the rising costs, the questions that come out, and we hear it more on a national level now than we used to. Why does an aspirin cost $52 at a hospital when I can buy a bottle of them for less than $5? Things like that. What goes into the pricing, et cetera. Well, Dave Chase has some insight into this. He's the co-founder of Health Rosetta and the author of The CEO's Guide to Restoring the American Dream. And I welcome you today. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks for having me on.
I really appreciate it. First, let's talk about what you're here for, because State Attorney General Doug Peterson is hosting meetings with several states' attorneys generals right here. And you've been brought in what role?
Basically, they want to unpack the issues that are driving healthcare costs and what can they do at a state level given their duty. And, you know, healthcare can be complex. And so we've basically been unpacking the issues and what's underpinning a lot of the sort of issues you alluded to, just absurd levels of drug pricing, absurd bills from hospitals for no apparent reason.
Sure. Can you summarize for us what the goal is by the end of these two-day meetings? What do we hope the takeaway is from this?
Well, really, so that they understand and can take action. I mean, they realize that this is a issue that is frankly driving an economic depression for the working middle class. One definition of economic depression is two or more years of wage stagnation and decline. And by that definition, the working and middle class is in a 20-year-long economic depression, twice as long as the Great Depression. And it's 95% generated by healthcare and healthcare costs.
And how so?
Well, basically what's happened is as healthcare costs have exploded, that's taken any potential job, pay raises that they might have otherwise gotten. And, you know, had our health outcomes really improved, we might say that's a fair trade-off. But we have some of the lowest health outcomes in the entire developed world. And so that's really at the heart of the issue.
Okay. So is it one of those things where are we talking about any pay raises one may get, that money is being spent for healthcare? Or is it in lieu of pay raises, companies have said, look, I'm still covering 50% of your health insurance costs, therefore I can't give you a raise because your health insurance costs have gone up 100% from last year. Is that the trade-off we're talking about?
That's the essence, right? There's a finite number of dollars that they can pay to employees, and if healthcare costs go up 10, 20% every year, or prices, actually big difference between cost and prices, and they might get a 5% raise if they're, you know, in a good year, in a normal situation. So they're actually going backwards in a lot of cases because of not only they're not getting the raise, but their out-of-pocket costs are going up in the process.
Understanding what before I even ask this question, this is a highly complex issue. It's not a right or a wrong, a left or a right. But in a nutshell, what do you see as a possible solution, or at least a good hearty nudge towards the right direction regarding either the healthcare industry or someone or something taking an action? How would you define a solution?
Well, it is complex, but where I'd start is the way the industry has been set up. The people who actually make the benefits choices for employers, and you know, basically, if you're not low income or elderly, you get your health benefits through your job overwhelmingly. And unfortunately, the way the industry has been set up, you could describe it as either, you know, people or these benefits brokers are pitching themselves as buyer's agents, but they're paid like seller's agents, or like if I were to sue you and paid for your attorney, like that would be ludicrous. But that's actually what underpins the problem in healthcare, is there's really misaligned incentives, and who's supposed to be representing you really isn't representing you.
Okay. So start with something like that. Would that be a regulatory thing, or is that just become a bit of full disclosure so that people can make choices and say, you know what, I don't want that company involved in my healthcare?
Yeah, it's both. I mean, it is disclosure. That's a big part of it. But there actually is bipartisan legislation by the Senate Help Committee that is the most powerful committee in the Senate, and they're going to have hearings next week talking about this issue. And so there are some legislative fixes as well. And so it'll be interesting to see if it comes together, but it's got very broad bipartisan support.
Got about 25 seconds. You're going to go to these meetings today. What's on the agenda that you hope to accomplish?
Well, there, one of the core issues that I'm highlighting is the opioid crisis. And one of the things that most of the public sector hasn't understood is that the opioid crisis is an anomaly. It is our healthcare system. And if you actually look at the underlying drivers of the opioid crisis, 11 of the 12 major drivers are driven by employees' unwitting choices.
Dave Chase, co-founder of Health Rosetta, and the CEO's, an author of The CEO's Guide to Restoring the American Dream. Thank you for stopping in. Morning Edition continues right now.